KUVO Jazz 89.3 with saxophonist and composer Asia Tejardo Diamond, featuring Tania Nelson with Crystal Sky. And in the studio is Tania Nelson. She is a Life Force jazz recording artist, pianist, percussionist, composer, arranger, and educator. She has 20 plus years teaching experience in all levels of education, from early childhood through university. Currently, she is teaching private lessons in her music studio, as well as the neighborhood music at the Stanley Marketplace. And she is a future musician through Grammy University. Tania also performs regularly at jazz venues in the Denver metro area, including Dazzle and Nocturne, a board member of the Gift of Jazz organization, a nonprofit based in Denver, which actively supports jazz performances in the Rocky Mountain region. Now, to ensure that jazz remains a creative force in Colorado, she played alongside some fabulous musicians, including Diane Reeves, Ron Miles, Tia Fuller, Hugh Reagan, Kenny Walker, Brad Good, just to name a few. Now, quoting Tania, "I live, eat, and breathe music." Tania, it's joyous to be in your presence. I appreciate you for taking the time to be on KUVO Community Connection.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. So, let's get started. When did you start, and how long have you been playing music?
Well, I started actually playing music about 11 years old.
Wow.
I felt like I was one of those late comers because, like, most of my friends started when they're, like, 3 or 4 at the time. So, before that, I was in choir, and I did the choir thing, you know. It's a funny story because my aunt, who's about 4 or 5 years older than me, she was actually playing the piano. And then about after a month, she got sick of it. So she's like, "Hey, do you want this keyboard?" I'm like, "I'll figure it out, but sure." So I taught myself how to play the keyboard and the piano in the beginning.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And the piano was your first instrument then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long have you been with Life Force Records?
Just a couple years. I think I joined them in 2022. So do a lot of really... I had a great friend of mine, Khalil, and we actually played music together in the Colorado scene for a long time. And then he moved back to California, and then eventually he told me about this label that he was on. He's like the AR. And for a while, I wasn't convinced. It took me a while, because like at first he would tell me, "Would you like to?" I'm like, I got to think on it. And eventually I read up on more of it, and it's really cool. Like, it's a cool vibe. They're so supportive. It's more like kind of like it's almost like still being an inner, you know, like a what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I still do my thing, you know, very comfortably. They don't have me doing things I don't want to do. They're just very cool. They're very chill.
That's fabulous.
It's like it's like an independent label. So, like, and I'm already an independent artist. So, you know, it's cool. Sometimes I forget I'm on a label because of how chill. It's super chill.
Well, it sounds like it works hand in hand for the best for you.
It does.
That's great.
It does.
Now, as a board member of the Gift of Jazz, I know that's got to be rewarding for you.
Yes. I mean, I've been on there for quite a long time. I can't remember how many years, but probably, I want to say 2015, 2016. It's been a while. Yeah, I mean, I get to do a lot of fun things and just bringing the jazz out to people that have never heard it. I love doing the stuff for jazz in the schools, especially getting the kids listening to jazz. That is always such a treat. We do it like once a month, bring some of the kids from DPS, you know, the DPS schools, have them like listen to a jazz, you know, quartet. And they at the end, they're always just so like, "Wow, this is so cool." So that's like one of my favorite things about being a part of Gift of Jazz, is just like really getting those kids involved with the music. Because this is our music too, you know?
This
is jazz. This is America's music. And everyone should be able to listen to it, so.
And they should. And they will by listening to KUVO. Mm-hmm. Now, how in the world did you become a proud, active member of the Recording Academy?
Well, I had some wonderful peers from the Academy nominate me about 3 or 4 years ago. And, of course, that's a process. When you're nominated by two, the Recording Academy sees if you're fit. And if you're fit, you're pretty much in the Academy. So I'm doing a lot. So, I mean, there is a difference between the Grammys and the Recording Academy. So a lot of people don't know that. But we do so much with the Recording Academy, like advocacy and, like, making people, making sure that people are homed and housed and taken care of. So there's a lot of things in the Recording Academy that I'm really proud to be part of.
That's excellent. You are one busy woman. Let me ask you about your latest musical adventure with the music of Theolonis Fear Monk. How did that come to life?
So, long time ago, probably like 2015-ish, I got to meet Andreas Schmidt, which is one of the drummers in the band. And we, you know, we all met through all these jam sessions, pretty much at Metal Arc, probably. And I got to do some playing, and he heard me play, and he's like, "You seem like you like a lot of Monk." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." He's like, "I think it'd be really cool to, like, get together and do some Monk, you know, compositions or whatever." And then I'm like, "Yeah, I'm open to it." And then eventually I met Bob Songster, who's, at the time I didn't know, but he was, he was good friends with Andreas. So we all came together and created Spirio.
That is great. You have done so much musically. It is just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal to see someone out there in the community and doing all these wonderful things. Well, I want to thank you so much, Tania, for joining me for KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to get back into the music after this brief message. We're going to hear from Billie Holiday on KUVO Jazz.
Blue Note Records commemorates 85 years with a collective of